Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hello, Sam. My name is Jeff with American Food Service Equipment.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. What can I do for you?
You left a voicemail for me.
Yes.
Okay. And actually, I'm familiar with the Bank of Cardiff because I have taken customers to you for cut leasing.
Oh, look at that. So,
a double-sided thing.
That's good to hear.
I don't know if he's still there. Is William Stern still there?
No, I don't believe he is. Yeah, no, he's not. Is that the one you worked with when you were calling here?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but he was one of the upper echelon, I believe.
Right, right. You know what? Yeah, you know, he still might be here. So they opened a couple different branches here. We've grown a little bit since then. How long ago did you work with them?
Oh, it's been probably 4 or 5 years. And I'll be honest with you, they kind of upset me, so I quit sending the business your way.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I wasn't dealing with him. It was a sales rep that you had.
Okay.
And I was supposed to have points on the deal.
Okay.
And I never got the points. It was a pretty good sizable deal, so it just kind of miffed me off. So I said, okay, well, there's a lot of leasing companies out there.
That's understandable. Well, I can guarantee you that guy's fired. What happened was...
I'm sure he is.
What I can tell you is that we've expanded a little bit here. We opened a new office building. They hired a couple new guys. They got rid of a lot of the old ones for things like that. We had a couple upset guys here. I'm sorry to hear that, though. I hope we can definitely win you guys back here. Were you looking to take on anything here in the future? You want to reestablish this relationship?
Well, I mean, I never slam a door, okay?
I'd like to hear that.
So my philosophy is you knock on the front door,
yes.
And if nobody answers, you go around to the side door, and if nobody answers there, you kick the back door in.
That's a great philosophy, and I'm sure that'll work.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
Most of the times it will.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
But you would say, yes, I have used some places such as, I call them, who was it? I'm trying to remember who it was that I even used.
Yeah, if you could give me that name, I'd love to find out who messed this up.
No, I honestly, we're talking 4 or 5 years ago, so I'm just... I've put it behind me.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, life's too short to worry about little shit like this.
I understand. As long as we can help each other out, I'd love to do that. I guarantee you that guy's probably gone. I think refreshing. Yeah,
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, the only retain.
It's either that or it's William's boss, one of the two.
You know, I
have a warped sense of humor, so bear with you. You gotta understand me.
You're not the only one here. Yeah, again there. All right. Let me see what I've
got.
Okay,
so I have used New Logic, and I've used several others since then.
Okay.
I have two out right now. Okay.
I got you.
Working, paying them off. My balance with them is probably somewhere around 26, 28 between the two.
26, 28. Okay.
Yep. Somewhere around 15,000 and maybe 12,000, something like that.
Okay.
Thereabouts.
I got you. Okay. And you're trying to consolidate these here. Or are they what rate they got you at?
Ridiculous.
Of course. Of course.
I don't even want to share it. It's that bad. So
I'm literally going to write down ridiculous right here. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Well, basically, situation is I've had as many as five out at one time recently.
Okay.
I've paid three of them off, so I'm just working to work the other two down, and I've got them down to real reasonable. I'm down to less than 30 days on both of them.
Less than 30. Okay.
Yep. I am running a little low on my credit score. Because what happened was when I had those five out, there was days that I was running negative.
Yeah, I got you. You miss a couple payments, it starts to take a toll. Mm-hmm.
It took its toll, and then I had a customer bounce me a check in the meantime in the middle of that. And, you know, they're very unforgiving. You know, the payments come out whether the money's there or not, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. They pull it out whether they – yeah, I believe it.
Yep.
Okay, so these were working capitals.
Yep.
Okay. So, all right. Okay.
And so, right now I am entertaining I'm talking to a gentleman right now. I've got some collateral based.
Yes.
I built my business building. I own it clear, so there is no mortgage on it.
Okay.
And that's, you know, they're telling me they can give me a much more favorable rate that way than coming in as a payday loan, if you will, lack of better terminology.
Sure, sure. Those unsecured high interest rates, the ridiculous ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, this is the same company here that's offering the building as collateral.
Okay.
Is it?
No. I mean, it's a different company. They do all of it. You know, they do the high interest. They do the collateralized. You know.
Sure.
They're supposed to be sending somebody out to do the appraisal on it, and you know.
Okay.
From that point, then.
So this is here in the works, right? Work in progress. Okay.
Right.
Sure, sure. And what are you looking for that funding for? You guys
I'm trying to expand the business.
That's good to hear. Yeah. Okay. All right. And you want us to go head to head with these guys, see if we can get you some better rates here.
Well, it can't hurt. Like I said, you know, I'm low on my credit score. So if you base it off a credit score, you know, I'm about a 500.
About a 500. Okay.
Yep. You know, some people say, well, if you're 6 or less, I don't even want to talk to you. That's fine. I'd rather tell you up front.
No, and I appreciate that. And we like to tell you up front, we actually work with 100% of these credit tiers. I've just actually funded a guy who was a little less than 500. He got hit by some stuff where he had to file some bankruptcies. So even worse than what you had there. But honestly, what we do is we have a lot of different programs. We're going to evaluate your business. And you're talking about expanding. You're talking about you know, continuing with things. As long as that business is healthy, we can definitely do something with that. And I will be upfront with you. I'll let you know if 500 wouldn't work out. I also know that we can turn these over pretty quickly. I'm not sure how 4 years ago worked, but now we can get you answers in about 24 hours and stuff. So we don't, we won't waste any of this time here. I'll tell you what I can do.
And my worst month of the year, and it traditionally is July.
July.
I did about 50,000. So far for August, and which is all but over, is probably about 125. So, I mean, it's... So when you look at my, because everybody wants to look at my bank statements, they base it off of that, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
My average is probably around 80.
Around 80 per month here? Per month?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do annually, I guess, gross?
Real close to a million.
Real close to a million. Okay.
That was 996,000 last year or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty close here. Okay. Sounds good. And real quick here, did you want to put that building as collateral? Was that something you were entertaining? Would you rather avoid that? Are you willing to risk it for lower rates? How does that work for you?
You know, I'd probably risk it for a better rate. I mean, you know, it depends on what rate it is. I mean, you know, if it's a ridiculous rate with putting it up for collateral, no, I don't want to deal with it.
Of course. I mean, yeah, if you're going to have to put down some of your own property, you said you own the building, you're not going to, don't settle for ridiculous. I understand that.
Okay. You know, it would be a first position because, like I said, it's paid off.
Sure. Yes. And those things are valuable here, too. Do you know what the building would be worth, by chance?
Well, I don't, and that's one of the reasons I was going to have these other guys do this appraisal, but
sure.
I can tell you I paid $120 for it 4 years ago. And I put about 50 into it, getting it ready. So, you know, 200, 250. I mean, and it was a distressed sale. I mean, the guy needed to get out of it, so I was at the right place at the right time.
Sure, sure. Distressed sale, okay. And you said that the funds that you were looking for, you were just looking to expand. Were you going to buy equipment with it? Are you thinking of, you know, putting it into marketing, stuff like that? Or
all of the above.
All of the above. Okay. So the thing with us here, so the equipment financing, you were talking about your credit. The equipment financing is generally based on the credit. So what we try to do is separate the two out. We'll give you like equipment financing deals for the equipment that you're trying to buy. And then we would do like the working capital for the other stuff.
I would just do the working capital. I mean, for when I say equipment, I'm talking about inventory. I'm not talking about buying computers and things like that. No.
I'm set
from that.
Okay, no forklifts, nothing like that.
I already got one.
Those things last quite a while. They're not breaking down anytime soon.
Well, you don't use them like you do use a car, but, you know. In fact, I got a hell of a deal when I bought this building. I was looking on Craigslist, which I don't know if you know what that is out there, but...
Oh, sure.
Okay, and happened to look under forklifts and found this guy. He said, I have a forklift. He says, come on out and look at it. And it was out on a farm.
Right.
And so I went out and looked at it, and it was a nice forklift, and I had specific height requirements that I had to fit within. And it came in my door by about 1 inch in height, and it would go up to 18-foot mast. So, I mean, I've got an 18-foot block inventory wall out there that it was just ideal.
Wow, that is the perfect fit.
and even more so of a perfect fit, is I paid $2,500 for it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, good job. Good job there. I'll get
even from if I throw out a bullet, I could probably get 7 or 8 for it, I would think.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah, you definitely. Well, that's a success story even at a bank, I'm telling you. All right. Well, let me see what we have here. So you said you were looking at 1 million gross sales. I'm sure you've talked to these people before, but they said we can generally free up like 10 to 15% of that gross annual sales as the capital, right? So looking at about 1 million, we were looking at like, you know, 100,000 to 150,000. Would that be enough for what you were looking at, or what is it exactly? Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you know, these other guys were saying 2.25, but I don't need that much.
Right.
The thing of it is if we get working and I need it, then I'm already approved for that. Then, you know, it just makes it easier to come back in and say, hey, I'd like to get another round.
Absolutely. So I was actually disappointed that you said you worked with us 4 years ago and stopped. The way Bank of Cardiff works here, and based on what you remember on it, is we do have like a client relationship established business. Once we get you in the system, once we've worked with you once or twice before, and now that we know we can trust you and rely on you, these rates just start dropping and dropping. It's like once we have that client relationship, that's kind of what we've done.
And it wasn't so much me as I was taking my customers to you.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, you were funding them. I mean, like I had a restaurant that needed a walk-in cooler, so I brought them to you.
Yes.
And, you know, you guys cut me the check, no problem.
Okay.
And, you know, the customer got his equipment, no problems. And he has since paid you off, and, you know, everything's gone smooth. And I think I probably sent out between a dozen and 24 deals to you. And then this one deal just kind of blew up, and I said, all right, I got other companies I can talk to.
Of course. And I'm really disappointed in whoever that was for letting that fall through over a deal. I mean, after a relationship like that, well, I'm going to do my best here to see if we can make some amends. You said you don't slam any doors, so I'll hold you to that here.
No, I'm actually kicking your back door in right now.
Good, good. And the back door's wide open.
Well, you know, if the back door slams me in the face, then see you later.
No, we're not going to be slamming any doors here. We'll hang in there. I'll tell you what, here, what I'm going to do is take some of these numbers. Are you familiar with our process a little bit? We've got the one-page apps.
It's probably the same as everybody's.
Same as everybody else's. Okay, so we have a one-page app, 6 months bank statements, and then just the first 2 pages of your most recent tax return. That ring any bells? Sounds the same.
Well, my 15 is in for finishing up, so
okay,
I can give you 14.
14 is fine.
13, yeah.
I can do 14, yeah. So it's either 14 or 15 if you haven't done 15 yet.
Yeah.
Okay, once we have that all in together, I might try to get that done to you by the end of the day here. I'm not sure how crowded they are down in underwriting. I'm going to hand walk this one because you are a previous client here. So either today or tomorrow, I can definitely get you a nice, better picture painted of what we can do here. I'm going to get you probably a couple different programs and see what you can pick and choose. Like I said, if you're willing to put the building up for collateral, we would be able to lower that rate here. From the sounds of it, it doesn't look like a very risky investment to start if you're trying to expand a business. You guys are doing well. 1 million gross annual sales, that's about pretty average, pretty solid. And the 500 credit score, it's not going to weigh in just as much on the working capital. Like I said, that's more for the equipment financing side of things. So I wouldn't really stress too much about that for now.
I'm not going to stress about it at all.
That's a good way to be. I like to hear that. I like it. It's refreshing after a lot of stressing from a lot of these guys. All right. What's a good email address for you here, Jeff?
Jeff. J-E-F-F.
J-E-F-F.
Underscore.
Underscore.
H.
H.
At.
At.
A. M.
A.
E. R. Short for American.
Okay.
F is in Frank. S is in Sam. .com.
.com. Okay, so I'm just going to literally send you a little tiny list. It's one-page app, you know, 6 months banks. I assume since you've been shopping around a little bit, you've got some of that stuff sitting on the side, bank statements.
The only thing I don't think I got in the computer readily is the 14 tax return, but, you know, that's easy.
Sure, yeah, it's pretty simple. I know these things.
Do you want the whole thing or you want just the first couple pages?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, they tend to get a little lengthy. We only do the first couple pages. The details aren't quite as essential. So if it's easier for you to just get those first couple pages in, that'd be great. Like I said, once you get that all in, I'm going to go ahead and hand walk this one over, see if we can repair some of these amends. You should try to get the name of that agent for me.
I don't know if I may have blacked it out of my computer, but let's see. Let me do a Google in my mails.
Give it a shot. Take your time.
Bank of Cardiff.
I'm just curious as to why over one deal something like that. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and you know, and I had talked with him several times.
Right.
You know, to get it taken care of, but it just didn't seem to happen.
And we're always stressing about, like, you never lose a client, you do whatever it takes to hold them, whatever. It kind of seems to be an oddball there.
Kevin Bice.
Kevin Bice? How do you spell that last name?
B-I-C-E.
B-I-C-E. I guarantee you he's not here for obvious reasons.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go down there and see what I could do here. Yeah, William Stern is our current president of operations here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's in fact, I still got him in my cell phone, believe it or not. I haven't cleaned it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got a cell. But I just quit calling him.
Well, hopefully you'll start calling him again. He's still a nice guy. Did you ever talk to him? Did you know each other?
Oh, yeah. I talked with him several times. In fact, I was dealing direct with him, mm-hmm. and then he handed me off to Kevin.
And Kevin dropped the ball on that one here, looks
well,
like.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Alrighty, I'll totally take care of this for you, Jeff, here. Let me give it a shot. I'm going to shoot you that email right now. It's just going to have that small list for you. I'm not going to put you in our database. You won't get any spam, I promise. And we'll get this ball rolling again, hopefully get you what you need. Did you have a specific target for the amount of capital you were looking for? What's your range here? No?
No, nothing specific.
Okay, so can you see what we can get you here?
See what you can do.
Okay, I will definitely do that. Appreciate the call. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. Thanks. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Hello there.